This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, behavior with the non-believers. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk how to behave with the non-believers. When we look at the Islamic texts and Islamic teachings, and since we have many people living in the West, many Muslims living in the West, where the societies are full of non-believers, like people from other religions, so there are some specific things that we need to keep in our mind. The first thing is that we cannot put all the non-believers and those who are non-Muslims in one category. Therefore, we need to categorize them in different types. The first type which we can categorize them is those who are non-believers, who are non-Muslims, but they never had any kind of mentality of having, you know, enemy or being enemy of us, or they are not having any mentality of basically having a conflict with us. Therefore, they want to have a peaceful life, and we also want to have a peaceful life. So this is the first category where the non-believers and the believers, the Muslims and the non-Muslims, where they both want to live a peaceful life next to each other. So this is very important that we categorize, we divide the types of the people, the types of the non-Muslims, that when we are living in a society, or maybe if they are living in the Muslim country, they are after a peaceful life. And therefore, we need to also cooperate with them. We need to also, if they are in a non-Muslim country, we need to cooperate with them. We need to provide them a peaceful place to live. And when we are living in a Western country, we should look after the peaceful way of living together, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the behaviouring with the non-Muslims and how to behave with them. And we said that since we are living in the West, most of our brothers, Muslim brothers and sisters, they are living in the West. Therefore, we need to see that when we are dealing with the non-believers, how do we need to deal? And this is a common question where we said, like, the enemies, if they are the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should not be the friend. Now, this is something that we said, that if they are non-Muslims, we should not become the good friends or the friends of them. It means that in order to achieve the goal, in order to reach to perfection, we should not follow their footstep. And we should follow the footsteps of Islam or the things that are said by Islam. But on the other hand, if the non-Muslims where we are living, or the kuffar, the disbelievers, if we are living with them in a society, we are in the same society, we need to have a peaceful life with each other without having any kind of conflict and dispute. And this is very important that we are not living in a place with the conflict. We should live with the peace in one place. And this peace can help us reaching the perfection. This peace can help us or can help others to follow the right path, to get the guidance. And if there is no peace, then obviously there are many difficulties, there are many issues. And we can see this in many countries where we do not find any kind of peace amongst the people, amongst the groups of the society, and there you can see how people are living. Therefore, Islam emphasizes that even if a disbeliever or non-believer is living next to you, you should live a peaceful life without having a conflict and dispute with them. And that is the first lesson which is given by Islam. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.